So tonight, we're looking at the concept of how to pray with power. And our scripture is Matthew 6, 9 to 13. And everybody knows this. They've heard it before. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we're here tonight. We'd ask you to bless us for having been here. Go with us in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen. So, this is just about the most important subject we can get into. Nothing is beyond the reach of prayer but that which is outside the will of God. You could pray for it, but God wouldn't do it if it's not His will. Prayer can do anything God can do, and He can do anything. We need to know how to pray with power so that we get what we pray for. Now, if you watch what it says in this version, it says, this then is how you should pray. How you should pray. And some, it says, pray in this manner. Not in these words specifically, but following this pattern. You don't say a prayer any more than you say a conversation. You're trying to talk to God, and there's a pattern to it, and you need to follow it. So Jesus said we need to learn how to pray. First of all, we need to understand the persons of prayer. It's like God's the Father, and we're the child, and a little kittle is talking to his father. Now, first of all, you must be a child of God. It says so in John 1:12. Yet all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So you have to be a child of God. You have to have believed in him, put your faith in him. We often look at him as the creator, but not always as the father. What he wants us to look at him as, in Hebrew, they say Abba. That's daddy. That's what a little kid says to his parents. It's often been said that if a king had a child and that child came into him, he doesn't play court with him. He hugs him. He loves him. This is his child. God wants to be like that. There's no intermediaries between this powerful person and this child. What if the president had a very small child? And we've had presidents that have had small children. He will go straight to the president. He doesn't think of this as a president. This is daddy. When he wants something, he just goes up and asks for it. Secondly is the purpose of prayer. That's in verse 10, where he says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's will should be done. Therefore, we should be praying for God's will to be done. Maybe we don't know what God's will is. I don't know what's going on with the current government, but I know I don't like it. So I pray for the Lord to straighten it out. Whatever His will is, let it be done. And we have to understand in that instance that there were bad kings that God brought to power specifically to teach lessons to His people. There were no good kings in the Northern Kingdom ever, which was to teach the people what happens to a kingdom when its leaders are evil and it doesn't follow God. Judah didn't learn. So a few years after Israel got taken away to captivity by the Assyrians, off went Judah to the Babylonians. We need to seek His will and then ask for it. Lord, what do You want? If He doesn't tell you, you say, Lord, may whatever it is You want happen. If He does tell you, if He puts it on your heart, what it is that He wants, consistently pray for that. If you want what God wants, you will always get your requests. This is sometimes hard for people to understand. I have often used the example of my motorcycle. I went and told Pat, I think God wants me to get a motorcycle. And I did. I really did. I have no idea what put that into my mind, but I felt as though the Lord was saying, Walter, you need to get a motorcycle and start ministering to motorcyclists. Turns out, that's what He wanted. And so He gave me a motorcycle. And a year later, He gave me a bigger motorcycle. And when that motorcycle had run its course and a lady tried to kill me, He gave me a bigger motorcycle. That motorcycle is in God's will. And the title says belongs to me, but I know it belongs to God. If you want what God wants, you always get your request. You figure out what it is God wants, and then you go pray for it and watch it happen. Now, sometimes you pray for things and you don't get it. Well, that's because that wasn't what God wanted. You get to do what God wants if you pray in His will. And then there's the provision of prayer, which says, give us today our daily bread. Provide for our needs, not our wants. In Philippians 4:19, it says, and my God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. People were in Philippi were wondering how they were going to afford all of the stuff Paul wanted them to do. And he was saying, my God will provide. As my friend Bud used to say, God's will, God's bill. Easy as that. Ask for all the things you need. If you need it, ask for it. Now, God may fulfill this in a different way. He has a perverse sense of humor where He loves to trick you, but He always takes good care of you. He will not hurt you. Holy Spirit will help you know what to ask for. And then there is the pardon of prayer, where we say, give us each day what our daily needs are. And then we say, forgive us our debt and help us to forgive our debtors. He gives us what we need and He pardons us for those things that we need to be forgiven for. One thing we may need in order to pray in power is forgiveness. We may need to go to God and confess our sins and get our lines of communications all nice and clear. We may be blocked by unconfessed sin. In Psalm 66, 18, it says, "If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened." He can hear you, but he won't hear you if you have unconfessed sin. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so he will not hear." God repeatedly in that area of the Bible talks about the fact that I'm not listening to you guys because you're not really worshiping me. You come to me in desperation. You don't really love me. If we confess, he forgives us. This is a famous one, 1 John 1:9. "If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." And lastly, we need to forgive too. If we're cherishing, that's what he says in some places, cherishing our hatreds or our something we've got against somebody, then it blocks us from God. He says, if you want to make an offering to God and you want to get with him, go and make things right with your friends and your brothers. And then there's the protection of prayer. If the devil can keep us from praying with power, he can defeat us. It should not say, do not it, or no, rather than lead us not into temptation. You know the Lord, it says, the Lord never leads you into temptation. So this should not say, lead us not into temptation. What it actually says is, do not let us give in to temptation. But it's hard to write that. Well, in Greek, they have a very... The Greek is a very broad language, and so it says things in a way that they would understand, but sometimes we don't translate it just right. Don't let us give in to temptation. Help us to fight it off. There are three kinds of people. Those who get knocked down and stay there. Those who get knocked down and get back up. And then there's that guy who keeps knocking people down. What we really need is we need to get up and have God stop that guy from knocking us down. And the guy knocking us down, of course, is the devil. And then there's the praise of prayer. Older manuscripts say, "For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen." They're praising him in advance. They're praising him for who he is. Where God guides, he provides. As I say, Bud used to say, if it's God's will, it's God's bill. Don't worry about it. But we need to praise him for what he's going to do in our lives, even if we can't see it. I used to praise the Lord for the deliverance he was going to give to Roxanna. I didn't know that. I just felt it in my heart that that's God's nature, that he was going to take good care of Roxanna. And he did. But I praised him in advance. I didn't know how he was going to do it. I didn't know what he was going to do. But I knew this was what God had in mind, and he did it. So what does this mean to us? How am I doing? Oh, not too bad. We need to pray like Jesus. Not in Jesus' words, precisely, but like Jesus. We need to follow his pattern. we need to start off by praising God's name and thanking Him for being there for us to pray to. Then we need to say, Your will be done. Open ourselves up and just believe that He's going to do what He said. Then we need to thank Him for the things He gives us. Then we need to thank Him for pardoning us and making us able to even be in His presence. We need to thank Him for protecting us and going with us and giving us the ability to live for Him. And then we need to end on praise to the Lord and saying, whatever You got in mind, Lord, may it happen. Talk to God like He's your Father, because He is. As we said, anyone who has come to Christ is a child of God. This was something we used to do in Celebrate Recovery. One of the songs we like to use, there's a thing that starts off, my name is Regret. I think we have met. But then as he gets to the chorus, he says, My name is Child of the One True King. That's how we need to think of ourselves. We're not going to this great, powerful God. We're going to our Daddy who loves us and who adopted us to be His child. And we need to expect Him to answer. But if He doesn't answer, check to find out why. Two reasons is because He's saying not yet, or He's saying, no, that's not my will. Or perhaps we're not getting through because there's something between us that we need to straighten out. But be ready at all times to pray with power. The devil hates that. And I love to piss off the devil. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You that we've been here tonight. We thank You for Your word. We thank You that Jesus left us a pattern how to pray to You. We thank You that all of these other people who have written in the Bible gave us reassurance that it will work if we'll just stay close to You. Go with us as we go out into the world. Help us to see Your will clearly and pray for that and try to bring it about. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being here, guys.